Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on WWL's Draft Fest coverage, day two. The Saints just moved up and got a cornerback added to the group from Alabama. Kool-Aid McKinstry goes to the black and gold with the ninth pick in the second round. We also had another corner coming off the board going to Arizona and Rutgers, Max Melton.
He's a big corner, but finally.
Breaking the trend a little. Offensive line with a center. And Jackson Powers Johnson, you had mentioned, Mike.
Yeah, I had him as
Las
a first round.
Las Vegas Raiders.
And, man, Raiders have done pretty good, huh? Brock Bowers and then Jackson Powers Johnson. Now, I don't know what
they got a quarterback.
Well, that's what I was about to say. The quarterback is going to be Brandon kid. Brandon Mississippi kid. And I can't even think of his name.
Gardner Minshew.
Yeah, Gardner.
Uncle Rico.
Yeah, Gardner. Gardner is the quarterback right now, but it's not the young quarterback. And, you know, you have O'Connell that played a little bit last year, so – if that's how they roll, going to be interesting.
Guys, we're going to take a quick break, get to our news at the top of the hour here. We'll be right back. More from Hooters on Vets and Metairie with our TrainSouth.com Draft Fest coverage, WWL style, day two. Be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Deuce, well, you're going to be happy.
We are back, guys, and we're just seeing that the Panthers pick is in.
Done. That's what he said the other night. They got Chuba Hubbard.
Yeah, that was the only back and the first running back. You know, I'm not crazy about where he went, you know, to Carolina, but he's a good back. And, Mike, we talked about it.
Brooks from Texas.
Yeah, well, Jonathan Brooks from Texas. But it was the running back coach. Who was the running back coach at Texas? Because he had produced and got
some. Johnson, and you think about kid that goes to Atlanta, and he's such a big impact player. And I told the story last night in mid-November. I had him as a first-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Then he tears up his knee. I think it's mid-November.
Yeah, November 10th, 11th.
11th, 12th,
yeah,
something like
November
that.
November 11th.
I know it was against TCU. He tore up his knee, and, man, he's a really good receiver coming out of the backfield also. Man, but they loaded at running back at Texas, and so interesting pick for Carolina, who could certainly use him. But the pick before that is a young man from Covington High School, went to Texas A&M. Steve did a little story on him with the Green Bay Packers now, Edgerton Cooper. So from Covington High School, goes to A&M, got some of that good NIL money there. And then, you know, he decides to come out early. I thought he was the most improved player in the SEC last year.
Oh, and I think he's the first linebacker, right? He's
first, definitely, yeah.
First linebacker.
Off-ball linebacker, yeah.
In Opelousas earlier, in Keon. So yeah, Louisiana Keon is just, you know.
What would you say the biggest thing for Cooper is, just developing more of the coverage skills?
No, he can do that.
Okay.
He can do that.
It's probably plug and play as far as thumping.
Oh, yeah. The thing with him is off-ball linebackers, they like running backs today.
They're light. They're light.
They're small.
Yep, they're small. They're light. And so can he plug and play as far as taking on the tight end or being able – so Mike, is he a Sam or he's a Will?
I think he's a – they'll probably put him at Sam.
At the Sam?
I think they'll put
him at
Sam.
Yeah, and so the also the Packers, they took what was the kid last year from Georgia? He was kind of off the ball.
Yeah, he was a pass rush guy. Yeah, yeah. Stand-up pass rush.
Yeah, stand-up, but he was off the ball. But yeah. He couldn't really drop into coverage lot. So you
but
can
Cooper
see them.
Can.
Yeah, you can see them kind of working on that defense right there. And so offensively, they've got a pretty good weapon. Green Bay, I think they picked a tackle. Picked a tackle yesterday, if I remember correctly. And so
Jordan Morgan.
Yeah. And
yeah,
so,
from Arizona.
Yep, yep. So not bad.
And so, you know, for the Saints with Kool-Aid, talking about a guy, you talk about highly recruited. He was a five-star guy, three-year starter at Alabama. There ain't a lot of guys that do that.
I saw the 2 years, what was it, 23 pass breakups, yeah. I think.
25.
Yeah. I want to short him.
Don't short him.
I would say most of those were this year because their deal is, do I throw it toward Terrion Arnold?
Right.
Or do I throw it toward McKinstry? Now you got to pick your poison here, where you want to go with it. And a real smart player. I know Coach Jenkins has always brought up the fact of he can play in any scheme and he gets it, and just how smart he is. And, again, when you play in the secondary for Nick Saban, you better damn well know what you're doing because I got somebody else fixing to take your place.
Well, not only that, they play so many multiple coverages as well over at Alabama. And, you know, that's the one thing from a defensive standpoint that gives so many teams trouble. And so he's going to be able to come in and compete, you know. But I think for the Saints, when you lose Isaac Yedem, I think he signed with San Francisco, they had a need for another corner to be able to step in. And, you know, if any of those starters get banged up, they can step right in and you don't really have to – move Alante Taylor, you know, from this slot to the outside.
I never forget, Greg Williams gets hired here year one, and we start talking about secondary, and he's like, you know, if you don't have four corners on a team, you are not going to make it. One of those four are going to get hurt.
Yeah.
And so you got a nickel who plays, what, 79% of the snaps?
80% of the snaps. So, I mean, because the Saints, they're a base nickel. I mean, you can say, oh, we're 4-3.
Yeah.
You're 4-2.
Exactly.
You're 4-2 defense. So that safety or that corner is playing 80% of it, that slot guy. And then your two outside guys, obviously, you want them at 100% at all times. And so you pay those guys to cover. Not necessarily tackle, but they do a good job of tackling outside the corners, being able to come up and be physical and make those tackles. So it's always intriguing to see, you know, will those corners get their nose a little dirty because of how the Saints play their defense. They force a lot to those corners to have to make them come up and play, make a play, and or the safeties.
Looking back at this Panthers pick with Jonathan Brooks, can't be spelling good news for a guy that they just signed last year in Miles Sanders.
No, I think it's good news. I mean, because when you look at Brooks, he's coming off that ACL, so November, you know, I wouldn't be surprised.
It's going to be a while.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised for him to start on PUP. You know, he may push to not be on PUP, but you would want to bring him along slow. Now, Miles is probably in his last year there, you know.
If it wouldn't be for the injury, he might have been out.
He might have been out.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. But Brooks may not have been there anyway as well. If it's not for the injury, he may have gotten picked earlier anyway.
Yeah, it was just surprising to see after the year he had in Philadelphia. Of course, it was a contract year that basically
he ain't done nothing since.
No, Chuba outplayed him over there in Carolina. No,
not even close. I mean, come on. He's been a major disappointment for the Panthers. You got to say that.
Guys, getting ready to talk to Kool-Aid McKinstry coming up here on WWL Saints Radio on our TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage from Hooters on Vets and Meadow. We're going to step away real quick. Be right back. Seeing that the Giants pick is in, they're taking safety Tyler Newbin, the guy you mentioned.
And I liked him a lot.
We'll really talk about that more when we get back from the break right here on WWL.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back into the TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage. Day two. Big pick off the board. Mason Smith of LSU going to the Jaguars with the 48th overall selection.
Man, I've been knowing Mason from the Bayou, 10th grade, I guess. First time I saw him, he was the best big man athlete I have ever seen from the Bayou. Not the best big man football player, but best big man athlete. Had a great freshman season, freshman All-American. Crazy thing happens. He jumps up in the air, lands sort of awkwardly, tears up his knee. And then last year was disappointing, to be honest with you. Didn't seem to be the same guy. Got washed out on a lot of running plays. Flashed some pass rush skills. But there's not a lot of human beings, 6'5", 310 pounds, that can run like Mason can. So now he teams up with Brian Thomas Jr. in Jacksonville.
What do you know, right?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. You look at what Cincinnati has been able to do with Joe, he and Jamar up there with the Tigers, and now you got Jacksonville kind of adding some Tiger flavor down there. So that's a pretty good setup for him.
Well, guys, give a big hoot at welcome. We have on the line with us new Saints cornerback, Kool-Aid McKinstry, joining WWL Saints Radio. Congratulations, man, and welcome to Saints Radio. How you been?
Hey, how you guys are? How you guys been?
We're doing great, man. How you feeling being coming down to New Orleans and being drafted in the black and gold?
Man, I feel good, man. Blessed opportunity, man. Ready to be a part.
Kool-Aid, Mike Dettillier here with WWL. How much kind of pre-draft did you have with the Saints as far as if it was with the head coach, defensive coordinator, defensive back coach? A lot of times it doesn't quite equal. Sometimes there's little kind of contact, and sometimes there's a lot. But how much contact did you have with the Saints before today?
We met at the combine, and also DC, the DC came down, and we went over ball. We talked over a game, and yeah, it was that, man. I had a great conversation with them, and also at the combine, we had a real, real deep conversation. I remember leaving the room and calling my mom, and was like, man, that conversation that was real.
Kool-Aid, I got an old friend of mine, Pete Jenkins, and he told me this about you. He said, man, Kool-Aid is one tough dude and one smart guy. Not a lot of guys are going to beat Kool-Aid one-on-one downfield. And I know he worked with the defensive line, but he got to see you so much at the University of Alabama.
Yes, sir. That's true fact.
Kool-Aid, how you doing? Deuce McAllister, man, congratulations. Got to ask you, where in Alabama are you originally from?
Birmingham.
So you are a Birmingham kid. So that's what, about 4.5 hours roughly to New Orleans for your family?
Yes, sir,
five hours. So for them, they've got to be extremely happy that, you know, it's almost just like it's almost for them almost like you're in college again. I mean, because they can come and see you play. You know, some of your teammates may end up in New York, or they may end up out on the West Coast, and, you know, the family may not get to be involved. But for you, it'll be a lot different. You know, just talk a little bit about the process of what this draft, I guess, season or opportunity has been like since your season has been over, and what you had to do or were doing to get ready for this point.
Pretty much, man, just training, working on my game, you know, just trying to make sure that I'm growing as a person, I'm growing as an athlete, just working, man, and on every aspect of me as an athlete and a person.
What do you have as your biggest strengths that you bring to the Saints secondary?
I'm going to get a tough corner, tough guy as a DB in general, man. A guy who can play man, a guy who can play zone, a guy who don't have a problem with tackling, a guy that's going to give his all day in and day out.
So, Kool-Aid, this is Mike Haas. I do the play-by-play for the Saints. And first off, tell me about the origin of Kool-Aid and how you got it, and what is your original name?
I got my name Kool-Aid. When my mom was having me, my grandmother was in there. She said it when I came out, I was smiling. She said I had a Kool-Aid smile. So that's how I got the name Kool-Aid. And my real name is JaQuincy.
But you've been obviously been going from Kool-Aid since you were
a baby,
right?
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you, you talked about it, and just in your short conversation, and I'm assuming it was with Joe Woods at the Combine.
Yes, sir.
The conversation you had, I can almost feel it in your voice. Tell me about that conversation a little more, what it was about, what it was that made you kind of feel so good about it.
Man, you know, just the questions that I was asking, it felt very personal, and it felt like they want to know who I am, and he wants to know, like, what's up with me. And those questions, it just felt real, man. I'm not going to tell a story. It just felt more real.
Kool-Aid, playing for Coach Saban, you might have a defensive secondary coach, but Coach Saban's coaching the secondary too. How was it learning the different coverage, different techniques from the greatest head coach in college football history, but his expertise was in the secondary?
Yes, sir, of course. He used to be with the corners every day, literally every day, meetings, any drills, everywhere we was, Coach Saban was there. And just to be around Coach Saban and be able to take everything in him, soak it in like a sponge, man, was just, you know, very good for me.
Kool-Aid, I know you dealt with the injury to your foot. You know, where are you at with that injury as far as your foot? You know, do you feel like that you will be able to, you'll be good for OTAs, and if not, for sure by minicamp? Or at least, training camp?
Well, you know, when I get down there with the team and meet Team Doc, which is the doc who did my foot, that's crazy. I just thought about that. But, you know, we'll have a great plan just because I've been working with this doctor since. He's the same doctor that was at Alabama with me. So we'll have a great plan. And so we'll see what they say, and when I meet up with them, and we'll see how everything's going to go.
Cool it is. You've been visiting Louisiana much? Have you gotten to see and experience New Orleans, the city?
Say that one more time. Sorry, I couldn't hear you. It was low.
There's a birthday celebration going on here at Hooters.
They're just celebrating the drafting of Kool-Aid.
That's right. They're like, Kool-Aid.
Just wondering if you've been to the city of New Orleans before. Have you gotten to experience what it's like yet?
Well, you know, we played down there my sophomore year, and I didn't really get to experience it just because we had a game, but we stayed right there on Bourbon Street, so I walked the street like one time, but it was a game for me, so I didn't really just get to experience it as much.
Kool-Aid, after the Alabama game, the LSU wide receivers, Brian Thomas, Malik Nabers, both guys going round one, and they made the comment, the toughest cornerback they went up against all year long, Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Yes, sir.
Those guys were pretty good, weren't they?
Yes, sir.
So they gave you your props that you were the guy.
Yes, sir.
Kool-Aid, this is Mike Haas again. Last question.
They know football. They know football. Those two guys are good players. They know football. It's going to show.
I love it. Just talk about playing with Arnold and how, you know, he goes earlier, but you both kind of pushed each other and how that made you a better player, and you made him a better player.
Yeah, man, you know, just working with each other, pushing each other day in and day out, man, it really helped us to get to where we are now.
Well, Kool-Aid, what we ask from all our new draft picks that come to the Saints, you got to give us one loud, huge hoot at for all the fans out there.
Hoot at.
All right, sounds good to me. You got to be ready for game day come Sundays in the Superdome. I know you've been down here before, and I know you'll be looking forward to experience that home field advantage in the dome.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks, Kool-Aid.
Thanks so much, Kool-Aid.
That was Saints' new quarterback, Kool-Aid McKinstry, right here on WWL Saints Radio. Looking forward to him making his mark here now in the black and gold after playing at Alabama. We mentioned Mason Smith getting drafted by the Jacksonville Jaguars guys. After that, it was the Cincinnati Bengals going to Michigan defensive tackle Chris Jenkins. The cornerback run would continue with Mike Sanskrill still from Michigan going to Washington. And then after that, with the 51st overall pick in round two, Zach Frazier, center from West Virginia. The Colts are currently now on the clock in this round two. Man, that's been whipping by.
Man, I think about Zach Frazier, four-time high school heavyweight wrestling champ. Now, you got to be a bad dude. I know one thing, he can tie you up real quick. You know, if you're a four-time high school wrestling champ,
He plays with leverage.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
If you're a wrestler, you play with leverage. You understand leverage, you understand angles. And so, you know, when you talk about being a center in Pittsburgh, you go back, you know, you talk about the Pouncey twins.
You think about before that, Mike Webster.
Well, I can't think about that much.
No,
I
mean, I'm older than you.
Yeah, you took it out. I said, that's a little bit before my.
No, I'll admit that. I look in the mirror every day. I know that.
Mike, you took it out of my mouth. I said, Mike, I can't think about that far. You know, but.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, I'm going to take your word for it.
No, Mike was a bad man out on that field.
Well, I mean, but think about it. For Pittsburgh, you talk about having a new center, a new quarterback. And so for any defense, it starts up the middle. If you aren't strong up the middle, you don't really have a chance. And so they are trying to solidify the middle of that offensive line, be able to protect the quarterback and obviously run the football. And it'll be interesting to see how successful they are in those endeavors.
Well, folks, stick around for more of the TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage. We're here live at Hooters on Vets in Metairie. Why don't you come out, join Team WWL, join Wings, some beer, $5 margaritas. We'll be here till 11 o'clock tonight. Want to see from you and hear from you, Hoodat Nation. Be right back with more on WWL Saints Radio right after this. We're back here on WWL's TrainSouth.com Draft Fest coverage. Day two been rocking and rolling. Guys, we talked about a little bit, obviously, Mason Smith from LSU going to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Big pickup for them on the defensive side. Another DT and Chris Jenkins from Michigan going to Cincinnati. Mike Sanastrill from Michigan corner going to the Washington Commanders. Then it was center Zach Frazier of West Virginia landing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And then just coming off the board, another wide receiver, Texas wideout Adonai Mitchell, going 52nd overall in round two. The Washington Commanders are actually now back on the clock once again.
Man, AD had to wait a long time for that.
Yeah, for sure. Seemed like an extra long wait for him this year.
Well, that's what I was going to say, Mike. You know, does it change if he stays at Georgia? Does he get in late first or even middle of first? I mean, because you put up numbers at Texas, but
you had to share the spotlight.
You shared the spotlight probably a little bit more. And at Georgia, I think that he figured that he would be He would be the guy. I know he's a Texas kid, so to go to UT was to go back home. But from a pure draft standpoint, man, I don't know. If you don't leave, do you get into the first round?
He might have. Because you think how much time Brock Bowers missed this year.
Right.
He'd have been the central piece of the passing, even with Ladd.
Well, Ladd, but remember, Ladd was hurt for a while as well.
He sure was.
Ladd was hurt for a while as well. And so it's just interesting that him leaving and the opportunity that they really, truly wanted opened up tremendously to be the guy. But it didn't happen.
Just think, Jermaine Burton was there, too.
Yeah, Burton was there, and then ends up going to
Alabama.
Ends up at Alabama.
Man, so, I know one thing, Carson Beck would have been happy about that. Man, goodness.
Tight end, Ben Sinnott, Kansas State, goes to the Commanders. Commanders, man, they got three picks in the third round. We're still in the second round. I feel like we've said their name a lot.
Yeah. I think overall, you know, for them, they've got a hit on some of those picks, and that was one of the things that they knew that they had to do. Just because you had so many top 100 picks,
right.
They've got a hit on them. I mean, because you've got an opportunity to really change when you talk about trajectory of a program. You have a new owner. You have a new head coach. They want to kind of improve the image of what they have in D.C. You can inject it a little bit with Jaden, but now some of those picks, you get Jaden a weapon at the tight end. The biggest issue for me and the Commanders is offensive line. I mean, if you can't fix that, I don't care how many pretty toys you have in the backfield and on the outside, it's not going to matter.
Well, I was going to call them, see if they'd be interested in parting ways with one of their threes, since they have threes.
Mike been trying to coordinate this.
I mean, I'm a former Washington season ticket holder, and as my dad was.
Well, here
I feel like, you know, they got three of them.
And they would be interested, but here's the thing. At some point, you're going to have to go pay the piper if you hit on some of those young guys. And then the other part of it is you're going to need some veteran leadership with some of those young guys as well, because it's one thing to have a young team, but when I'm starting, let's just say – the majority of those guys, if it's seven picks, I'm starting seven rookies. Man, that's a lot. Or even playing seven rookies on one side of the ball
a veteran coach
is a lot.
That's a lot of young guys on that team.
Well, you talk about having some patience, you're going to need it.
Well, the Commanders pick once again, guys, and it is Ben Sinat, tight end out of Kansas State. So we got our second tight end of the draft coming off the board here.
Yeah, I think you'll see a few more. Jared Wiley is an interesting player for me. He started at Texas, and then he transferred to TCU. Man, a big, tall kid, 6'6", 245. And the young man from Texas, you know, he's another guy. But he's been a flex tight end, you know. So I think you'll see a couple tight ends here. But, man, all these receivers, defensive linemen. And we talked about this before the show even started. Along with the secondary, this is the strength of the second round. This is where you would see the most value getting selected here at those positions, and it's sort of happened as scripted.
Yeah, we got the Cleveland Browns are up next, followed by the Miami Dolphins, Dallas Cowboys, and then one of our NFC South rivals, Tampa Bay, will be taking the 57th overall selection in this draft. Speaking of Tampa, one of the guys still out there, kind of surprise for me, is the TJ Tampa cornerback still on the draft board.
I think this would be a spot. I do know their GM, he has always talked about, I don't know about picking a cornerback in round one. He's more second, third, fourth round for corners. TJ Tampa going to Tampa sounds a little bit too good for me, right? Yeah. Now, from Iowa State, he's a big, tall guy, and he matches up. He's a very physical guy, and similar to the guy they dealt off, Carlton Davis.
Yep.
Very similar in a lot of ways. And the Cleveland Browns have just selected Michael Hall Jr., defensive tackle.
What do you know, defensive tackle?
Ohio State.
What number is that for DTs? It's got to be five, right? Maybe six?
Depends on how you look at it.
Yeah, I think, is he going to be a guy that slides in a 3-4 DN? Right. Depends on the defense.
But today. That's a seventh defensive tackle today.
Yeah, I was going to say six. Now, man, again, with Mike, it's sort of where you're going to play him.
Right.
But he's always really played in the interior. No matter what's going to happen in the NFL, he's been an interior player. He's a good football player, well-coached at Ohio State. And he made a good run up the draft boards, really did. I think in December you wouldn't have thought Michael Hall Jr. would be a second-round pick. And he's got to that point. But again, a big run.
That's Larry Johnson over there.
Larry can coach, can he?
That defensive line coach. He's a heck of a – you could talk about him as a recruiter, but he developed some talent as far as on that defensive line. I mean, because you look at some of the players that have played defensive line at Ohio State, and, you know, a ton of them have come out, and they've done a pretty good job. And that's Coach Larry Johnson developing a lot of those players.
Well, guys, we're out here at Hooters on Vets in Metairie. Our Saints sideline reporter, Jeff Nowak, is over at the Saints facility on Airline Drive. We're going to take a break, hear from him when we get back with more of the TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest Day 2 coverage right after this. Welcome back into our TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage. We're here at Hooters on Vets in Metairie. Now we're going to send things over to Airline Drive, where we meet up with Saints sideline reporter, Jeff Nowak. How's the vibe over there, man?
It's going. We got a little early start on that pick. I think, you know, there was some question about, okay, is it worthwhile moving up four picks to get a guy that could have been on the board at 45? I kind of land on, yeah, you go get your guy. But, you know, all it does is create some questions. You know, what happens now with Marshawn Lattimore? It's not that far removed from when the Saints took Alante Taylor in the second round in 2022. It's an area they like to target. defensive backs. And now it's just going to be a question of, hey, how does this all shake out? Mickey Loomis was asked about the Marshon Lattimore situation on Tuesday when he spoke to the media. He admittedly avoided the question, but it's going to be something that kind of looms over this team all offseason is how does this shake out? And I think they got a good player in Kool-Aid, but it's going to be a depth chart question going forward.
I disagree with you right there, Jeff. I mean, because if you can't get a first rounder for Lattimore, what are you doing?
Oh, I agree with that. But
I mean, yeah, so what are you doing? You can't get a first rounder for him this year.
I'll keep him.
Yeah, I'm keeping him. And so for the thought of now in 2 years, next year, that may be a question, that's a different story. But as far as for this year, seeing that you don't have your number three corner, outside corner, that you had last year, I don't even know if it's a question. I think, you know, we all agree if he doesn't have that foot injury, he's not available.
He's not going to be here.
He's not even available.
And now you look at Paulson Adebo is also entering a contract year, so it does give some flexibility there. But no, I mean, we're going to hear from Dennis Allen later, and I guarantee you, we're going to hear from Dennis Allen probably tomorrow. Guarantee you what he's going to say is you can never have too many cornerbacks, pass rushers, and this team believes that. They're not afraid to draft on a strength, and they did it for the second time in 3 years.
You know, in some capacity. Who knows?
Thank you. Jeff, let's see how healthy he is. Because that's the part.
Yeah, and you kind of heard him when we talked to him, the interview, you know, being able to work with the doctors and the trainers, he may be not available until training camp.
That's right.
You know, he may miss OTAs. And so now going through and getting some pictures, watching it, but I'm not putting the guy out there that didn't even go through OTAs. And we don't know. You know, we don't know at this point. He may be able to go, but at the end of the day, if he's not, then that pretty much guarantees that, you know, I'm going to go with the guys that I've had in the building already.
He didn't say, I'm good, I'm ready to go.
That's exactly right.
Because I listened. Well, he didn't say that.
That's exactly right.
But what he did say, what I love from almost all cornerbacks, when we talked about Brian Thomas and Malik Nabers, he goes, yeah, man, they know football.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They know football because they said he was
the
toughest,
best.
You know, cornerback they'd gone against. And I mean, if you're a cornerback out there, you got to have that kind of attitude or you ain't going to survive. And I loved it because especially in the way he said it. Because he didn't say it, but he said it.
You know, the other thing, too, is when you play for Coach Saban, you got a thick hide.
Yeah.
You better because he's on you every day about something. And so that, you know, you sort of get accustomed to it, that hard coaching, but it brings the best out of you. That's why he's the greatest ever.
Jeff, looking at this trade that the Saints made to move up to get Kool-Aid, they go from 45 to 41. They end up sending pick 168 and 190 to Green Bay. Pretty good value for the black and gold there.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a product of having all these picks on day three, right? You can get a little aggressive. They didn't make any moves on day one, so you had all of these things at your disposal. You know, one thing that's interesting, and Darren Rizzi said it when he was talking to y'all yesterday prior to the draft, with the new kickoff rule, and I asked Kool-Aid about this, with the new kickoff rule, the kickoff almost becomes a punt, and obviously Kool-Aid has been a prolific punt returner in his college days. And so when you're looking at the new kickoff rule, you almost need two returners and two aces because what teams are probably going to do, it's what Darren Rizzi said, is start to play keep away with guys like Rashid Shaheed, some of these top returners. So teams that have kind of two elite return options are going to have an advantage in this new setup. And so I think that's an area where, you know, like we're talking about, we don't know exactly how the depth chart's going to shape out. We have a lot of options, but that'll be a way for him to impact games early on, even if he's not at the top of the pecking order at the cornerback position.
Jeff, obviously this team doesn't have a pick now for the rest of the today. You've been hearing any buzz at all about maybe a possible trade to get into this third round?
You know, that's a question that's going to be being asked over the next hour or so. I think that you will see the Saints try to make trades, right? Like, they're not going to sit on their hands and wait. It's just a question of whether the value is going to be there. And I have a feeling you're going to end up seeing something happen like last year where you're trying to make trades, but, you know, you're not going to force something if it's not there. And then maybe you get aggressive in the fourth round. But I could see this team, you know, if they make a trade up late into the third round, early fourth, I think it's, again, you know, last year you saw them do that, go target a guard. Guard is still a big question mark, in my opinion. There's a lot of interesting interior linemen still on the board. Christian Mahogany is really intriguing to me. if you get into the late third round. But to me, that's the trade if you make it is, you know, you still have offensive line questions, and that's where you could probably go and answer them.
It's tough. I mean, they're just – it's because of where they are, right? If you just go – so they traded the – I guess the earliest, if you will, of their – the second earliest of their fifth rounders, 168. So you got a 170, 175, a 199, and then 239. So unless you start bringing in players and or drafts for next year, you just don't have a lot of real draft value points there. You can do four, right? But it's going to be tough from a three standpoint.
Yeah, you probably have to throw in something from the future, and that's why it's going to end up being a tough sell, having already given up a couple assets to move up in this round. But again, it's just, you know, they're not going to sit there and wait. They're going to be making calls, and they're going to be fielding offers. And so, yeah, it's tough. You're just kind of waiting around, and, you know, we've seen this in the past. I think Adam Trautman was a trade that kind of caught a lot of people off guard. You know, they're not afraid to do it. It's been a while since they've made that whole kind of all hands trade the entire second half of your draft board move. But it's always on the table, I think.
For you, is there anyone still that is on the draft board that you kind of have highlighted as someone you'd really like to see this Saints squad pick up?
Well, you know, Mason Smith was a guy that I was really intrigued by. I always felt like he was going to go a lot earlier than he was being projected. Obviously, he went off the board 48 to the Jaguars, which I think it's a good pick. You know, he's a guy who kind of fell off people's radars, but the talent level there is unquestionable. You know, Jaquan Jackson is a guy that I think is really intriguing. A team might, you know, go for him late in the third round. Just a slot guy, was at the Senior Bowl, really impressed a lot of people. Again, he doesn't have to convince everybody, but he just has to convince one team that he is worth a shot in the third round. So I like him. And then, like I said, these guard prospects, you know, Christian Haynes is still on the board. He's a guy who a lot of people were projecting early second round. He's still there. Zach Zinter, Christian McCaughany. So, you know, if the Saints are eager to get offensive line help, and I think they are, there's options for him.
Jeff, definitely thanks for giving us a little bit of your time over there. I know it's pretty hectic over at Saints camp.
For sure, y'all. Take it easy.
Appreciate it. That was Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak joining us from the Saints facility. He's posted there. We are at Hooters on Vets in Metairie. Would love to see you here. We'll be on the air till 11 o'clock tonight, bringing you all the action from rounds 2 and 3. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are currently on the clock with the 57th overall pick in the round. Marshawn Nealon from Western Michigan defensive end just went off the board to the Dallas Cowboys. We'll take a break. Be right back with more breaking down the picks right here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.